Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in right now live with us here at High Praise Cathedral, located in Inkster, Michigan, with our very own Bishop Clarence Hatton and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. And we just thank God for this day that the Lord have made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. I just want to say God bless and happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there. We just thank God for you and your life and your family's life all over the world. We want to say God bless to all of Africa from A to Z, all of those that are here in the United States of America, in the cities and states, in Italy, in the UK, in Australia, Brazil, Mexico, Croatia, Serbia, Hong Kong, over in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, in the all of the Caribbean, in Malaysia today, wherever you may be listening right now from the sound of my voice. I want to say this is Evangelist Tanya Johnson, better known as Angels of Melody, Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for this great Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Sunday night, whatever time it is your way. We just want to say God bless. We are here, as I stated before, at High Praise Cathedral with Bishop and Prophetess Hatton. And right now we're going to take you in the sanctuary in just a couple of seconds. But we're going to take you there, and we just thank God for everything that he is doing and how he is steady yet moving by his spirit. We thank the Lord for all of you that have been listening day to day and night to night. We just thank God for his many, many blessings. And so right now what we're going to do is we're going to play another song real briefly, and then we're going to take you straight into the sanctuary. So right now they're taking up offering, but we're going to go ahead and play another song, and we will be back in just a minute. So right now I'm trying to find something for you, and we'll be right back.
Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah.
And we are now, ladies and gentlemen, we are now on national, international radio. So I need you to stand on your feet, clap your hands, and welcome Africa, Italy, Australia. We are on national television, and it's going to be unique. And I'm standing before the Word of God comes. Amen. Before the Word of God comes, you may be seated. I pray that you post everybody anywhere near you, because this is a love church. And it's important to us that no matter where you're from, you don't have to know people. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't know her, so I didn't hug him. I don't know them. I didn't hug them. I didn't know you. And we just simply walk past. That doesn't happen here. We pray that you touch, that you hug, that you bless every single person that you walk past, and that's going to be awesome. The skit is coming, and I want you to receive it. It's Father's Day. No, we got to watch him, though. We got to watch it. We are on national television on the radio, and it's going to be coming. I promise you. God has told us something big. We've been invited, amen, certainly to be a part of international television as well. We're going to ask you to receive our skit for today. Amen. Our sister is going to come. She's going to share with us, amen, what we're going to do. We'll let her do it.
Amen. God bless y'all. This is a skit we put together, and I thank them because it hasn't been that long that we did it. So y'all bear with us, and I hope you enjoy it. The name of this skit is Mama, Where's My Daddy?
All right.
Keep praying. I'm on the work. Keep praying.
3 hours later.
Wow. up my last check, this is how it told me that you are full final contract. They don't want to do business with me.
Oh,
no. So this is just signing for me. But it's a finally good of the home. Always fun. And I'm this job so far.
Doesn't come out just like this one. Some go another way. Some are harder, but still God's able to do anything but fail. He's wounded many of people, and the church is 50% of divorce. But you need to know the position and take the right position so that God can heal, deliver, and help you through anything you're going through. Do you agree? Then everybody should be standing on your feet as we receive the man of God that God has given us with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, clarity that comes from your very mind. We're grateful for our Father and the Lord.
Let us talk to the Lord, if you will. Join me momentarily and acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Father, we thank you today for this day that has been set aside, that we honor the priests of our house, the leaders of our families, and those who motivate us to be the best that we possibly could be. Look on us all today and help us to be continuing in our responsibilities as heads of our household. Even we pray for those who never knew who their fathers were. Comfort them, Lord. When we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the great God, the soon coming King. When it comes time for us to meet you face to face, we only want to hear you say, "Our Father, well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, we can ever forever reign with you throughout eternity that has no end. Strengthen us until we come to that hour. Keep us and we shall be kept. Hold us up and we shall be held. Comfort us and we shall be comforted. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. With the time of the essence and the time that we have remaining, shall not be long in all of my overtures or response to all of the lovely men of this house will come together with your families to worship the Lord who has called us forth for such a time as this. To all the fathers, we don't simply wish you a happy Father's Day, but we wish you a glorious, prosperous Father's Day. And we allude to you and we respond by the clapping of our hands today to all of you men who are standing for the faith. I'm very happy today to have most of my children that live in the Detroit area here in Circle today. Amen. Makes me feel good to know that they love their father enough to come along with him and serve God with him today. The others are in other lands. It's not that I have a whole slew of children when I say other lands. But I do have children in the music arena, probably entertaining today somewhere. Speaking of Gerald, who wrote the song that most of you all hear about in the middle of it. He was the writer, he and his wife was the writer and arranger of that music that you hear. And then, of course, Dietrich is one of the world's champion gospel singers. We thank God for him, and we thank God for David, who was the fifth greatest drummer in the world. We thank God for my children and the outstanding stuff that they're doing. Of course, the oldest, Clarence Jr., seated here with me today. He was my first love as a father. On Christmas, it's his first Christmas. He didn't know what to do with all those things I bought him. But what he didn't know, I was doing that for me. And I use it as an excuse to buy him a train that would travel all over the house. And he didn't know what to do with the train, knocking it over, stepping on it. I said, no. I got extra tracks so we could have fun. But I was doing it because I was entertained by that train. And every day I come home from work, he would be standing out on the curb waiting for his dad. We lived in the projects. Yes, I used to live in the projects. I'm not ashamed to say I used to live in the projects. Long and common projects. Amen. God has brought you from projects, shanties, and shanties, and all the other things. But look where you are today. Amen. Come on, give God the praise. And so, my second child, who's not here yet, she's pastoring. She says she's going to try to test her service today so she could be here for the remainder of our service. Doing an outstanding job as a pastor in the city of Detroit. Yes, God has blessed me with a pastor in my house. So God is good, isn't he? And, of course, then you all know my third child who's with me every Sunday here in support. Got prophesied to, saying that out of all the men in this church, that he was my Joshua. And so he is contemplating what the man of God said to him, and we just trust that he would take heed and walk in the ways that his father's walked in, and be as I have been. One of the things I thank God for as a father, that I'm here with my children to see them still carry on the work that the Lord will give their dad to do from age 7. Started preaching in this neighborhood. Mother Horton has said, unless you tell you, I used to have my own man-made church and preach to the children when I was 7 years old, been preaching ever since, and just about preached the funerals of all the members of the neighborhood that I grew up in. They used to tell me, when I go home to be with the Lord, Bernard, I want you to be the preacher. And I was home about 10, 12 years old, and I preached all of my neighbors' funeral the next street over. All my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, God bless me to eulogize them all, my sisters, my brothers, my mother, my father, who trained me in the ways of righteousness. And so God has been good, and he's undergirded my ministry all these years. It hasn't been easy. But having therefore obtained help from God, I continue until this day. God is good. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. And, of course, my youngest daughter is now pastoring my church in Detroit. And her sister, who is my youngest daughter of my previous marriage before I was divorced some years ago, she's here today. Y'all didn't never know my baby daughter from my previous marriage, but I'm going to ask Sonia to stand so y'all will know right now. Praise the Lord. That's my baby. That's my baby. I'm trying to figure it out. See, you don't know. When you see a man like me stand before you, you don't know what he's been through. Some people try to judge you, try to say, oh, yeah, well, he did it. I'm here. I have no sad story to tell. God has placed me where I am. God has blessed me ever since it happened to me, and I'm still carrying on. And I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Now, give God a praise in this house. I thought I would sing, but I'm not going to sing because we have a timely set. They told me in the office. My officers told me in the office. Now, this is a long day, so we can't keep it drawn out. So I said, oh, yes, ma'am. Now, you know who told me that if I said yes, ma'am, right? If I said yes, ma'am, my wife's sister, Sister Chris, said you got to keep it on time. You got to cut stuff short. That's Monty and Tucky's mama. She runs the show. Y'all want to know Sister Chris, the two sons is here. Stand up, Monty and Tucky. These my boys here. These my boys. That's my boy. That's Brother Robinson's sons. Amen. We love each other. We're one big family. And I let Monty know how much I love him. I don't want Tucky to get upset. But I let Monty know how much I love him. I gave Monty my best vehicle. I travel all over the world. He drove one of that great $60,000 van with the horses on the side. I gave it to him because he was such a wonderful young man. And I hope it helped him along the way. Amen. There's so much to thank God for. Next Sunday is going to be Double Portion Sunday. Next Sunday, all of the twins in this church will be honoring them. There'll be a special service at 3:30, I think, or 4 o'clock. And we want two of our double portions to stand. I don't see the rest. Well, the young ones are going downstairs. But these are the captains of the program. Stand, Yvonne and Yvette. They wonder, how did I get to know them apart? See, God will give you a mark. He'll give you a mark. All I got to do is stand up two girls in front of me, and I know Yvonne's eyes from Yvette's eyes. And I can just tell them. But I tell you what I found out about Yvonne. Yvonne is one of the most praying twins I've ever met in my life. That girl can talk to God. Let's give God a praise. Y'all ain't listen to me. That girl can talk to God. She can talk to God. Amen. Amen. We're happy to have a young man I just met yesterday. My daughter wanted me to meet her boyfriend, and I want him to know we're God people. We're church people. You don't like church people, you ain't going to get into them. Tell you that now, you might have a real shot. Don't come back. No, no. So we're church people, amen. Come on, somebody. You got to put a real shot. Clothes. I'm going out just like I am. Y'all know, I don't preach with y'all in no full dress, full tie, suit, anything. I always put on my preaching clothes. But she said, cut it short. So she said, cut it short. I ain't going to get up in dress clothes. Keep a book in the book today of Luke 8 and Luke 11. I shall not be long. God bless all the men. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody get your Bibles in your hands, stand to your feet. Let's reverence the Lord. We continue praying for Sister Hatton and the loss of her dad, who we eulogized yesterday at Kingdom Culture. Now, when that girl so sure get the full Holy Ghost, she could be something else. Because she come in our office 2 weeks ago and said, Bishop, the Lord is getting ready to take my father. And I don't know if I'm ready for it. She started crying. I said, look, we can't stay with you forever. My mama couldn't stay with me forever. My father couldn't stay with me forever. I had to let them go. So you got to let your daddy go. And you got to let them know that you're in a church now that you have hope beyond the day. You have hope beyond the grave. If you know you have hope beyond the grave, put your hand together and give God a high praise. So she has never gone through that like she did yesterday. She didn't even fall on her husband. Say, when she goes through things like this, Daddy, I'm telling you, she break out on the nosebleed. We might have to rush her to the hospital. She just can't take it. But her brothers and sisters are notice that she's different this time than she was last time. Therefore, in the name of Christ, with my aides and sitting around just talking, a sister came ahead and said, praise the Lord, Bishop. Happy Father's Day. And then she said, I want you to know I'm with you. I said, shut up. You just talking. You just said that because it's Father's Day. She said, oh, no, I'm with you. I'm sorry. I said, I'm going to wait and see. She said, well, you're going to wait and see because you're going to find out. I'm not playing this time. I'm serious. Sister Jonah's daughter said, I ain't playing this time. I'm for real. I'm in this thing.
Father, which art in heaven, always.
bless, sanctify, be thy name, thy heaven environment come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, also in earth. We want whatever God wants for us in heaven. We want him to do it right here in the earth. We don't want to wait till we leave here and can't hear nobody say nothing. But I want a piece of heaven right here on earth. I was here after heaven. I said, I want some heaven on earth. If you want it, then you got some place in the house right now. No, I said, give it to him right now. All right, you may be seated. Just for the next 20 minutes or more. Thank you, minister. Thank you. Stick with me, man. We're going to the mountain, and you and I are going to ride this Holy Ghost roller coaster down. Amen. Because God sent you here to work with me, so let's get ready to go to work. Where's the bass players and all that? That's all right. They're kind of being celebrated as daddies today, but we celebrating. Hallelujah. So in the subject tonight, or today rather, there's a dual subject I want to use today. And it's the text is the character of a great father. What did I say? The character of a great father. And our subject text is our father. So we're going to be talking about what great fathers appear. We're defining a great father. And in this text, it happens to be the gentleman who we named in verse 41, whose name was Jairus. Now, when I use the word great father, Jairus was not just a mediocre man, but Jairus was a ruler in the synagogue. He was the chief elder in the church. That's what I want to talk about. Fathers like the father in the city that Sister Mildred just presented to us. She presented us to us a father who was godly-minded. Wife only wanted him for what he had. Fathers, you will run into women like that who don't want to do nothing with you unless you've got a whole bundle of money. And when the money run out, they honey run out. But you need a woman, you need a woman with the honey ain't gonna shop it because the money ain't there. She's still gonna be to you what she's supposed to be. She don't want you just for the glamour and the gleam and the fame and all that. If sister hadn't wanted me for that, she wouldn't have took me at all. So when I met her, I didn't have nothing that she didn't either. Yeah, I don't have nothing but child support. I was already reading to say child support. But she come in there with me till I finished for child support talking. Don't we laugh at that deal with her. She come in there until I finished that child support, and we hung in there. I had to take care of her children and my children at the same time. But God brought us through, brother. Now the child support is ended, and I'm supporting this brother. I'm going to support him. Holy mother, let me tell you something. You ain't got to make me do that. I love my children. They don't man downtown got to make me take care of my children. I'm taking care of my children when I'm loving my children. And once I was taking care of them, I had them in the house of the Lord. When I was living in the house with them, I would go by their house, pick them up at church, and take them to church and keep them all day long. And we brought us on the drums, and he come over here and have our work, just a 1-2 beat. We'd be playing the drum here, take a take a pizza, take a take a pizza, take a take a pizza. That means take it over there. He played drums until the drum brother got here. Y'all want to see the guy that did take a take a pizza? Said, I'm sure. He was playing the drum. And Sean got off the drums with it and had a yo-yo. And in his hand. Sitting on the front row, and I didn't have about 6 or 7 members, he had a yo-yo in his hand. And I was calling my dad, Sherman was playing the yo-yo. Now, if I say, train up a child in the head, she comes, when it's over, and I'm like, Sherman's on the floor, playing the yo-yo. I said, and God said, put that yo-yo down. He said, God said, put the yo-yo down. I was telling Sean, put that yo-yo down. Because I'm really distracting me. I can't preach with my son on the front row playing with a yo-yo. So I had to talk to him before I finished work. So God let us come through all of these things to see the great problem that we are today. And I'm showing you. And I'm going to say, straight up, I'll have to ask you to go. Most of you in Africa, there are some Muslims around you. There's a call on Allah. But I'm going to hear an American say, the new call on Allah, God Jesus. This is the best thing. Whatever. I'm going to be. I'm going to be. James was a great man in the synagogue. He was a great man. Great man of the world regards greatness. They work at it. They strive to be great. There are men who strive to do as Jesus said to the 12 in the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, that you let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. I believe that great men would stand up in this time that we're living in and really demonstrate their godliness, their children would be just like them. I was at the cemetery just about 2 weeks ago, and I took flowers to my mother's grave, took flowers to my father's grave, then I took flowers to the man that built this church who laid hands on me that I would be the pastor after him. And I had a conversation. Now, somebody said, that sounds kind of strange. But you see, I could talk about what's in my mind. I stood at my mother's grave and said, Mama, I want to thank you for being a woman that you are, who taught me the way to righteousness. I thank you for teaching me that the name of the Lord was a strong tower. I have become what you wanted me to be. You always have me as a little preacher, and I'm telling you it works. I'm going to preach the same thing with me, still preaching the word of God. And I thank God for him. And I joined him and my brother said, let's thank God for our mother. I put my wife in the circle. So let's thank God for my brother. We sit at the grave and pray and thank God for this righteous woman who trained me up in the ways of God. I want to tell everyone, you may be the only one raising your children, but raise them in the fear of God. Peace is the way, peace in the trust in the Lord, in all their heart, and lead not to their own understanding, in all the way, and acknowledge him, and he shall. You may not know what you are, but an acknowledgement who calls you for in the world, I feel like I'm coming on. I feel like I'm a little bit of sick. I'm messing with me this morning because I feel like I'm a problem. over this house. But I made up my mind. I made up my mind. I'm going to be the least of my house. For me and my house, we're going to share it all. For me and my children, we're going to live up Jesus. What Jesus said,
the wayside.
You realize? And the other said, and so there are the rocks. That's the reason I said some rocks up in here. Y'all see, you preach some, and so I see the righteousness, and they don't even respond. They don't even respond. You ain't gonna respond. I'm all right. Only way to hell said at the bottom, I'm all right. I'm already saved. There's a process to be saved. Can I get a witness? Jesus said this. The process is in the third chapter of St. John. He said, verily, if I know what verily means, truly, Jesus never lies. I preached a message one time. At a church here in the DC, I'm preaching something like one thing that God couldn't do. He walked the water, he made the earth, he made everything we see. But one thing he couldn't do, is I wonder what he's talking about. What's God's key? They went to church out that night to come hear me preach what God couldn't do. And it was so simple. Walking on the water, turning the water to wet, saying, while he walked on, turning to wine, did all these things, spoke to the wind, which is in my subject today, in the will of me. One thing he could do, he could not lie. All the things that he did, he could not lie. In him was no sin. He could not sin. Neither was any God found his mouth. So, he talks about the slave side. He talked about the rocks. And he said, and some fell among thorns. And the thorns choked them out. You want to know what a thorn is in the church? When the preacher says, all that, don't keep all that. Well, that was written by a white man. So the Bible is in tandem with it. That's the thorns. And when you pray to God, look at you, look from his toes, don't take all of that. That's a thorn. When you get ready to pay your tithe and offer, don't give the church your money. That's the thorn. Trying to block you. And some of y'all listen to the thorns. Yeah. Some thorns when I was a preacher. I said, you got thorns when I was a preacher. Just like I was just saying, some thorns that I had. That soon cost at least $1,000. Don't get that church no money. But it ain't because you get that same thorn, the suit I got on, the coat I got on, and you're going to walk down the middle of the house. He's going to show up. And when he comes to give his offer, he stops the offer there and looks around and everybody's drunk. He's a thorn. Oh, he's jealous. The news for me that one thorn said that is going all the way to that praise.
Oh,
that's the thorn. You know why? Because that's what they do. They can't get them, so they make a decision. I didn't know but one woman in this house. And it's been another 28 years, and they ain't got to die. I don't know. She might have a brand new car outside with a bowl in it.
If she don't have enough, she probably had to lay off. She's reaching all over the world. It looks like Coca-Cola all over. So one of these days, she's going to come home with 50, 60 pounds and say, I'm going to bless my baby. And get up, my mother, and say, honey, I'm going to take you to breakfast, and we're going to just enjoy breakfast. And when we get back to the house, I got a surprise for you. And if she says she got a surprise for you, she'll be like, yeah. Take her to breakfast with you, your wife or something, and just have y'all bring her back. Then I'm the front of the house of a shiny new car. That's the kind of woman she is. Amen. I hope your wives will listen to so they be that kind of woman too. You know what I tell you all the time? You know what I tell you? About the future? Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to go. Just keep it in your life because you
almost there.
Oh, blessing will be a blessing to you. Now, let me get back here to say, y'all know I can't preach without having a left. Have a complete excuse to say, some of them on thorns that choked them out. But then, some fell on good ground. I think when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and they heard the word, it fell on good ground. Because good ground will receive the word. Good ground will never reject the word. Good ground, after they heard what Peter said, this man Jesus, whom you crucified, not the man, not the president, not the citizen's leader, but God has made him more Lord and Christ. Thank you.
on the radio, and she simply told me she's another man.
we're wounded. That the help from past situations, and only you can heal them today. We declare it over their lives. In Jesus' name. Close your eyes. Because there's some people in here that want to be a part of the great church that's becoming greater. There's some people in here who want to be the Father. Like, they just love a man like Bishop Clarence has. And the Father is the Lord because he's raw and he's real. He doesn't hold back anything. If it's laughter and it's something that will come out of his heart, he causes us to laugh. If something that tells him the truth is going to make us cry, he'll tell that. If it's going to make us nasty and he don't like it, he'll tell that. This is a good place to be. I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes to be able to walk on wherever you are on the mat. Wherever you are in this place. You want to be a part of a great church becoming greater. We're lifting our hands and our eyes and pull them back. Let them come. Come on, quick. Come on, we've been waiting on you. God is going to do it. You hear something in the room that's going to come through. You might say, God is going to do it.
Located in Inkster, Michigan, with our very own Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We thank God. We pray that you were blessed by this wonderful message that Bishop brought forth today live on the airwaves. We just want to say we love you all. Once again, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers there. We just want to say always remember that God loves you and that we all love you, too. God bless. Stay tuned on tomorrow evening. We will be on live. The Angel Deck will be live with the Voices of the Nations, great music, and more. Have a blessed one. We're going to end it out right now with the song of our very own brother, Giuliani, in Connections, featuring Anthony Faulkner. God bless you all.
Daka naambia Asha keep change. Behind every successful man kuna mwingine anajaribu kumpick pocket. Ina go beyond handshake. Business card exchange. Undugu si choto ya tamu. Once I hear Christmas carols, when I'm so far ataka unatumia candles. Niko kwenye bar interstate. Why ni when I effect ya kukunywa tap water. Sio kila time takuwa designated driver. Nili point one finger kukuona. Usiposikia itajo on the other four. Kamoja tu go slow.
Connection, I want you to know everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
Now that we're connected forever,
I'll do anything for you.
Regardless of the deep,
regardless
of the sister.
Oh,
connection.
like elastoplast. Yako nitafunika na bandage. Ni wundi na last. Una mina lot. To exchange respeto. Bullets a pistol. Chako chetu. Changu chako. I got your back. Nundu yangamia.
Let us join forces. We are connected. No one is left behind. No, no. Together we can make change. Together forever we are one. I want you to know everything is alright. Now that we're connected forever, I'll do connection for you. Regardless of the distance,
for you,
connection.